To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 20th of September, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that's went on over the past 24 hours, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. All right, we're starting off with Sony. I know, it's a little hard to believe, but you'll see why in the next few stories. Looks like we're getting our first major redesign for the PS5. Yes, by all accounts, the next revision of the PlayStation 5 actually might have a removable disc drive, at least according to Tom Henderson over there at Insider Gaming. Now, of course, with a removable disc drive, could give you the potential of letting you play games using a drive connected via USB-C. We've also been hearing rumors for quite a while now that Sony's trying to actually do away with the digital disc divide, and they might just be giving consumers an option of having one with or without the drive bundled in. It also gives gamers in the end, too, the ability to upgrade. Now, unfortunately, we're going to have a bit of a wait before we actually see all of these things coming together. In fact, about a year from now. The reports are currently saying that we'll see a new model of the PS5 around September of 2023. Though I wouldn't carve that in stone yet. Remember, we've got chip shortages still going on, and by all accounts, I don't think they'll be over by then. Right, Apple App Store users in Europe, get ready to pay up. That's because Apple has announced starting October 5th, prices of the App Store apps and in-app purchases too will be going up. Now this will affect all countries and territories that currently use the euro. So you can start going down the list in your mind of just how many places that's going to be. Now obviously the increase is the result of the euro's weakness against the US dollar currently, and Apple felt, yeah, it's time to make the change. So how much stuff will be going up? Well, for an example, 99 will be going to 119 euro, and the maximum tier set to increase will actually be the 999 euros, all the way up to 1,199 euros. Of course, the EU, not the first to be affected by the price increases. Chile, Egypt, Japan, Malaysia, Pakistan, Poland, South Korea, Sweden, and Vietnam, yep, it's all went up there too. So if it probably hasn't gone up in your neck of the woods yet, yeah, it's probably coming. Staying with Apple News, actually for the remainder of the podcast, it will be Apple News, just so you know. That's why we started with Sony. iOS 16, how are you getting along with it? Especially when you need to copy and paste and paste and copy and paste and paste. Yeah, it's frustrating, isn't it? Well, apparently that frequent allow paste, you know, that prompt you're getting in iOS 16, yeah, that's a bug. Lots and lots of people are getting frustrated with the do you want to allow this dialog box that keeps coming up when you want to copy and paste. Finally, Apple's decided to chime in and confirm that yes, indeed, this is not correct and this is a bug. A senior engineer actually over at Apple responded to customer complaints about this, stating that this is absolutely not expected behavior and we'll get to the bottom of it. Strangely enough though, Apple said they didn't encounter this problem before iOS 16 actually shipped out, and the bug seems to be mainly affecting the new iPhone 14 lineup, though we have heard reports older Pro Max models are also experiencing the problem. Apple says they are working on this and trying to get a patch done quickly as possible, and we should be seeing that patch in 16.0.2 instead of having customers wait for the 16.1 release. And finally, speaking of the iPhone 14, you might be feeling a little bit like Jerry Lee Lewis with a whole lot of shaking going on, at least in your camera and when you're using third-party apps. It's apparently there's been some compatibility issues with the iPhone 14 Pro's rear camera with third-party apps. That problem being shaking, baby. Actually shaking, rattling, rolling. Sounds like a 50s theme here, doesn't it? It's actually making mechanical noises users are actually hearing from inside the phone, particularly when people use apps like Instagram, TikTok, and even Snapchat. Most of these complaints we've been, of course, seeing on Reddit and Twitter, and even people sharing videos of what they're experiencing. Again, Apple, they got a little bit on their plate right now. They're also aware of this problem, meaning it's an Apple problem and not a third-party problem, stating that an issue and a fix will be released next week. Yes, next week, meaning thank goodness it's not a hardware issue, it appears to be a software issue. So those of you shaking and rattling and rolling, you got a few more days to shake it up. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website for all things going on at BTN, BritishTechNetwork.com. The latest Mac show and Big show are up over there. Also, don't forget to check out the past episodes of The Photo Show, too. Find us on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Give us a like over there. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our BTN Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting the news show.